应该我用自己也没关系。好，你先再往前，再往前。OK， 好，这个哈，好，就是这个。我先要说，我们这个题目是要在教会里面活出我们的信仰，对吧
？So our topic was about how you can live out your faith in church.
我第一点要讲的。
But the first that I want to talk about.
要先在家里面活出来。
Is that you need to live out your faith in your home.
如果说我们把这个题目放在我们面前，我们在教会活出的信仰，哦，那很简单。
If we talk about how to live out your faith in church, it's actually easy.
我每个礼拜天来教会三个小时。
So we come to church on Sundays for 3 hours.
我就活出三个小时的样子就行了。
So I can just live out that faith for 3 hours.
我不需要花太多的时间。
I don't need to actually spend a lot of time on it.
我心里面稍微整装一下。
Let's just prepare our heart for a little bit.
哎呦，开个车到第十八街来，转进来就是了。三个小时开始啊，计时。
So I just drive all the way here, make my turn on 18th Avenue. Okay, there we go, 3 hours.
转回家的时候关掉，哎，我继续过我的日子，快乐如神仙。
And then we just go home after that 3 hours, go back to who we truly were.
所以我们常常不知不觉的，我们会有这个心态。
So normally, very constantly, we have that mindset in us.
在教会里面过一套，在家里面过另外一套。
You are this person A at church, and then when you go home, you're this person B, a different, totally different person.
甚至我们有在人前一套，在家里面也有两套。
Even you might be one person in front of when you're at church, and then when you go home, you have two different personalities.
老婆在的时候，先生在的时候一套。
So personality A is that when you're with your spouse.
然后回家的时候，晚上的时候就另外一套，人没有人看到嘛。是不是
And when your spouse or your family members are not around, then you become another person again.
所以我们不知不觉，我们在生活上面就有一个圣俗两分法。
So,
dichotomy.
When you are, so naturally, you will see this dichotomy between settings depending on where you are.
我想这可能是太远的关系哈，这可能要啊，there you go, all right.我们不知不觉啊，我们就有一个两分法啊，我们在信仰的我们在生活上。
So that's how we are when we are in our daily lives.
在教会里面一个圣洁的生活，回家，哎呀，马马虎虎上班，哎，另外一套啊，甚至三分法、四分法。我们很多人经验很丰富啊。
So a lot of times you might not be even in that two different portions. You might have 3 or 4. For example, when you're at home, you are in this setting. When you're at church, when you're at work, maybe you're very experienced.
但是神要我们这样做吗？
But did God ask for that?
神不是要我们这样做的。
God did not ask us for that.
我们的生活跟生命，我们的信仰是一体的。
Actually, you need to have that unity between life and your faith.
我们常常把我们的生命 compartmentized, 就是把它个别化，一套一套一套，在哪就过，就是过哪样的生活，见人说人话，见鬼。
So you see, a lot of times you try to compartmentalize your faith in your life. So depending on what setting you are in, you might even have different words coming out of your mouth depending on what person it is that's standing in front of you.
主耶稣在世的时候，他是这样子做事为人的吗？
Did Jesus live in this way when he was alive?
我不认为是如此。
I don't think so.
他的生活自始至终一个做法。
If you look at his living, you will see that he was constantly just one way.
弟兄姊妹，我们要把我们的信仰掺在我们的生命中，无一无缝。
So that's why in our daily living, you really need to seal that faith into your daily life and make it into one unity.
我们在生活的层层面面，我们要小心，我们今天是不是过一个圣洁的生活？现在。24/7.
So that's why through different layers of your life you really need to examine yourself and see if you truly have that faith instilled in your life 24/7.
一个例，我们每天祷告几次啊？
For example, how many times do you pray on a daily basis?
弟兄姊妹的祷告生活如何？
How is your prayer life?
我们的祷告生活好吗？
Is our prayer life good?
我们一天祷告几次？
How many times do we pray?
至少三次。
At least 3 times.
如果你吃三餐的话。
If you have 3 meals a day.
你再加个宵夜，大概四次哈。
If you have a late night snack, maybe four times.
如果客人很多，另外再请一次，也许五次。
If you have people coming over for another meal, maybe five times.
我们的祷告生活反映出我们在神面前的生活光景。
The quality of our prayer life truly reflects our quality relationship with God too.
我会建议以后我们开始每天只要祷告。
I would actually recommend that from now on you might want to start considering praying for one time every day.
你会说，哎呀，我们祷告一次是不是有点不太敬虔呢？
You might be asking me, wouldn't that be not devoted enough for only having one prayer a day?
好，大家猜一猜这一次是哪一次啊？
But I want to ask you to take a guess.
是早上那一次还是晚上那一次？
Should this one time be the morning prayer or evening prayer?
哪一次？
Which one?
哎，我们 Sarah 很好啊。
Sarah gave a perfect answer.
一早起来就开始祷告生活。
It should be a constant prayer from the moment when you open your eyes.
你吃饭当然要祷告。
Of course, during meal times.
你走在路上，感谢上帝今天让你能够走路啊。
But even when you are walking,
可以的哦。
When you are walking around, you should also be having a thankful prayer because not everybody can walk.
你看到花的时候，你说：“哎呀，主啊，我感谢你给我一个眼睛，让我能够欣赏看到花。”
When you're seeing flowers, you might want to consider praying too because not many people can have the vision to see things.
看到走到公司里面上班，看到那个可恶的老板，说感谢主啊，你让这个老板来磨练我。
When you have a horrible boss, when you get to work, you might also want to pray that thank God that he put me through this trial to train me up.
哎呀，在家里面回到看到老婆，主啊，感谢你让我一辈子要被磨啊。
When you go home and see that wife, you will also give thanks to the Lord that thank you, Lord, for giving me this spouse to train me up for the rest of my life.
都跑不掉的那种可怜啊。
And this training will be lifelong too.
我们祷告真的是要一次，真的是要一次。
That's why I'm telling you, you need to have your prayer once a day.
碰到所有的事情，你都可以感谢。
And this is constant.Throughout everything that you encounter.
因为上帝让所有的坏事发生在我们身上是为了我们的好处，懂吗？
Because for even bad things that happen to you, it's working together for your benefit.
所以我们不要把生活放在不同的 compartment 里面，好吗？
That's why I want to urge you not to compartmentalize your life.
从开始日出到日落就一个祷告，因为你随时都在祷告。
From sunrise to sunset, keep that prayer going because you're constant in your prayer life.
所以我们要讲到说我们在教会过一个有生命的生活，我第一个就要想到不要 compartmentize, okay?
So that's why when this topic came to me saying that you need to live out your faith, this is the first thought that came to me that don't compartmentalize your life.
我们不仅要在教会里面活出一个圣洁的生活，神喜欢的样子。
We do not just need to live out our faith in church.
我们要在家庭里面要活出来。
We also need to do this at home.
我们在人前活出来，更要在人后活出来。
We do this in front of people, we also do this behind people.
人家看得到活出来，你人看不到的时候更要活出来。
You do this when other people are watching you, and you also do this when people are not watching you.
所以耶稣说在